Welcome to the Pantyhose Chronicles, where fantasies unfold in silky detail. Tonight, we step into an ordinary office, where beneath the fluorescent lights and cubicle walls, something far more tantalizing is happening. Are you ready? Let's begin. The office was buzzing, phones ringing, keyboards clacking, the usual hum of productivity. But for me, today wasn't just about work, it was about being seen. I had chosen my outfit carefully this morning. A pencil skirt that hugged my hips just right, a fitted blouse that accentuated my figure, and of course, my favourite pair of nude pantyhose. They were sheer, soft, and glossy. The kind that made my legs look like they were kissed by light. Sliding them on earlier that morning had been its own ritual, the way the silky nylon clung to my skin as I pulled them up, smoothing over every curve. By the time I slipped my feet into my heels, I was ready. My playful red toenail polish was visible through the sheer pantyhose, ready to be noticed. My cubicle was perfectly positioned, right at the edge of the open floor plan. Anyone walking by had a clear view of me, and more importantly, my legs. I crossed them as soon as I sat down, letting one shoe dangle loosely from my toes, letting my skirt hike up for a better view of my long, silky legs. The soft, rhythmic swing of my mule heel was almost hypnotic. I knew it would catch someone's eye, and it didn't take long. I could feel it, the glances. First, it was Mark from accounting. He walked by once, maybe twice, before slowing down, pretending to check something on his phone. His eyes flickered, quick but unmistakable, down to my legs. I didn't look up, but I smiled. Next was Claire. She was from HR, always dressed impeccably, always confident. I saw her out of the corner of my eye as she passed by, her gaze lingering just a little longer than necessary. Did she notice the way the nylon shimmered as I crossed my legs? Or the way my shoe dangled just enough to expose the curve of my beautifully arched feet? I hoped she did. The thing is, I wasn't just working, I was putting on a show. I shifted slightly in my chair, uncrossing and recrossing my legs, slow and deliberate. The nylon whispered as it moved. That faint, intoxicating sound that only pantyhose could make. My skirt slid up just a little higher with the movement. Nothing inappropriate, but enough to reveal the perfect expanse of sheer nylon stretched over my thighs. I reached for a pen on my desk, letting my body lean just enough for the light to catch the sheen of my legs. It was subtle, but deliberate. Every movement was a choice, every gesture a performance. And I could feel the energy around me shifting. A pause in footsteps here. A stolen glance there. The thrill of it coursed through me like electricity. It wasn't just about the attention from men. It was everyone. Men. Women. Anyone who noticed. The thought of being observed. Admired. It was intoxicating. I let my shoe slip off completely, exposing my foot still wrapped in nylon. My toes flexed slightly, the fabric stretching and clinging perfectly. I reached down and slowly caressed my arched foot. I let my finger slowly slide up over my delicate ankles and up my leg. I placed the shoe back on with a small flick. Subtle, but suggestive. I knew the movement would catch someone's eye. The office was a stage and I was in control. I leaned back in my chair, stretching my legs out just a little, letting the soft glow from the overhead lights highlight the nylon. The contrast of the sheer material against the delicate strap of my mule heels was striking. I could feel eyes on me again, that quiet, invisible gaze. They thought I didn't notice, but I did. The clock on my computer screen said it was almost lunch, and I could already imagine the whispers in the break room. Did you see her outfit today? Her legs looked incredible. Maybe they wouldn't say it out loud, but but I knew they were thinking it. And that's what I loved about it. It wasn't about anyone touching me, or even speaking to me. It was the power of being noticed, the subtle voyeurism of knowing I was being watched, admired. Every glance, every lingering look was its own quiet thrill. I shifted again, letting one leg cross over the other with a slow, deliberate motion. The dangling mule swung gently, teasingly. I ran a hand absently down my thigh, smoothing the nylon as if I were adjusting my skirt. But really, it was for them. For anyone watching. The day wore on and the office buzzed as usual. But for me, it wasn't just another day at work. It was a silent, unspoken performance. A dance of legs, nylon, and soft teasing movements, designed to draw attention without ever saying a word. By the time I packed up to leave, I could feel the warmth of satisfaction spreading through me. Today had been perfect. I slipped my heels back on, stood up, and walked slowly out of the office, my heels clicking confidently against the tile floor. I didn't have to look back to know they were still watching. What will I wear tomorrow? The Pantyhose Chronicles is a 100% self-funded podcast created with passion and care to bring you intimate, sensual stories that spark the imagination. Every episode is crafted to provide a unique listening experience, and your support can help us keep the stories coming. If you enjoy the show and want to contribute, we'd be incredibly grateful for your donation. Every little bit helps us continue to create and share these silky escapes with you. To show your support, or if you just want to say hello, you can reach us at pantyhosepod@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and for being part of our growing community. Thank you for listening to the Pantyhose Chronicles. If you enjoyed this story, subscribe, leave a review, and join me next time for another silky escape. Until then, let your fantasies linger, and please don't forget to come back to see me again.